ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। हरे कृष्ण। सो दिस मॉर्निंग वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम 7th canto chapter 15 verse number 47 pravrittim cha nivrittim cha vidvidam karma vaidikam avartate pravartena nivrittena snute mritam. According to the Vedas, there are two kind of activities, pravritti and nivritti. Pravritti activities involves raising oneself from a lower to a higher condition of materialistic life, whereas nivritti means the cessation of material desire. Through pravritti activities one suffers from material entanglements, but by the nivritti activities one is purified and becomes fit to enjoy eternal blissful life. Purport. As confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 16.7, pravrittim cha nivrittim cha jana na vidhu asura. The asuras, non-devotees, cannot distinguish between pravritti and nivritti. Whatever they like, they do. Such person thinks themselves independent of the strong material nature, and therefore they are irresponsible and do not care to act piously. Indeed, they do not distinguish between pious and impious activity. Bhakti, of course, does not depend on pious or impious activity, as stated in Srimad Bhagavatam 1.2.6. Savai pumsam paro dharmo yato bhaktir adokshaje ahituki apratihata yayatma suprasiddhati. The supreme occupation, dharma, for all humanity is that by which men can attain to loving devotional service unto the transcendent Lord. Such devotional service must be unmotivated, uninterrupted, in order to completely satisfy the self. Nonetheless, those who act piously have a better chance to become devotees. As Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita 7.16, Chaturvidha bhajante mam jana sukritona Arjuna. O Arjuna, four kinds of pious men render devotional service unto me. One who takes to devotional service, even with some material motive, is considered pious. And because he has come to Krishna, he will gradually come to the stage of bhakti. Then, like Dhruva Maharaj, he will refuse to accept any material benedictions from the Lord. Swamin kritosmin varam na yache. Therefore, if one is materially inclined, one may take shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna and Balram, or Gaur and Nitai, so they will very soon be purified of all material desires. Shipram bhavati dharmatma sachva chantim shantim nigrachati. As soon as one is freed from inclinations towards pious and impious activities, he becomes a perfect candidate for returning home back to Godhead. Hare Krishna. So today is the most auspicious day of Jagannath Rath Yatra. While preparing for the class, I was reading different pastimes, and we see that in every pastime Lord Jagannath comes in the dream of these different people and he orders what has to be done. Similarly, I feel that if I don't speak anything about Lord Jagannath, then he might come in the dream and Balramji will give punches. So we'll try to glorify and discuss different pastimes of Lord Jagannath. So he's coming He's just coming. He's just going. He's just coming to ride on his chariot. It is often said that when the patient is sick, he goes to the doctor. But when he's serious, the doctor comes with the ambulance. Similarly, Lord knows, the Supreme Lord, Jagannath, the Lord of Universe, He knows that we are very sick. We are fallen. We are not ready even to take His darshan, to visit His temple. So the Supreme Lord is coming in His chariot to give darshan, to purify us by His Supreme Darshan. So the Rath is ready there in Jagannath Puri, and more than 10 lakh people have gathered there to pull the Rath. Anxious, eager, with lot of determination, with strong desire, they have entered into the holy dham of Sri Kshetra Purushottam Dham to pull the Rath Yatra, to embrace the Lord, to seek His blessings, to become free from the distress of the life. They have come to drag the Lord from Kurukshetra to Vrindavan. They are trying to pull the Lord in the heart. Lot of impurities and anarthas, the devotees have gathered to purify their heart, to pull the Lord back into their hearts. Only the fortunate souls have got the opportunity to enter into Jagannath Puri. And they are going to get the opportunity to embrace the Lord. Lord is going to distribute the nectar. I know devotees are expecting amras. We often in our ashram give amras to devotee. It's amras, embrace of the Lord. So devotees are eager to embrace the Lord. So we see that the first deities to be worshipped in ISKCON were Shri Shri Jagannath Baldev Subhadramai. And now by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, they are traveling in different countries, in every state, every town, every village, in every gully and every gram. We have Jagannath Rath Yatra in Dadar, Kamatipura, Kanjurmarg, Mahalakshmi Racecourse, Vasai, all different places. And now we are coming with a wonderful bus cum rath, which can go into every gully of Mumbai, specially designed by mercy of one devotee, Amrish Prabhu, Amrish Arora Prabhu. And Radha Krishna Prabhu is taking a lot of efforts to make this bus cum rath ready, because it was taking a lot of endeavor to get this Rath Yatra, Rath card from Nigdi. It would cost around 40,000 to 50,000 rupees. We had to load the Rath on the trailer with the help of crane and then get it all the way to Mumbai. And then when it comes here, we have to get it down with the help of the crane. And we are spending a lot of money. And we are just small centers, this base, different base, they want to have Rath Yatras. And they want to, so it's very expensive. So it was a nice idea to make this bus cum rath. Also, there is a pastime behind this. This devotee, Amrish Arora, happened to go to one of these DT welcoming programs. And so the program was on the ground floor and the devotee was staying on the 7th or 8th floor. So the DTs were brought down for the function and the welcoming was done, and they were to be taken back to the residence of the devotee. So somehow or other this devotee was nearby. And so the devotee who was welcoming Jagannath Baldev Subhadra in his house, he told that, Prabhu, can you please carry Balramji in the lift? You have to take it on the 8th floor. So this devotee was surprised and some other, he said, yes, please, I would like to do this service. So he carried Balramji in his hand, entered the lift, and when he came out, devotees said that his life was changed. When he carried Balramji in his hand, his life was changed. He decided that I would personally get Jagannath Baldev Subhadra in my house. I would have welcoming of them. And then he was telling one of the devotees that now I'm getting a car for myself. So what service I can render for the temple? So this devotee spontaneously said that, oh, you can get a cart for Jagannath Baldev Subhadra. We don't have a rath. For you can sponsor if you'd like for the temple. So he decided that, okay, I will sponsor a rath for Jagannath Baldev Subhadra. In this way, the cart, the bus cum rath is soon going to come to temple. Hare Krishna. So our ISKCON devotees are performing Rath Yatra any time, any day. So these pandas in Jagannath Puri are very surprised, amazed. Uthte hai aur Rath Yatra nikhalte hai. So according to them, as per the Puranas, as per the Padma Puran, there are some specifications, there are some days or dates on which the Rath Yatra has to be taken out. So as per the Padma Puran, it is said that it should be only performed on the second day of the bright fortnight of the month of Ashad. And then the return Yatra has to be taken out after 10 days, Dashmi Tithi, or on the day of Ekadashi. But they are seeing that we have Rath Yatras every day, anytime. In fact, we have Rath Yatra every day in Bhaktivedanta Hospital. The small cart of Jagannath Baldev Subhadra goes to every room, every patient to give the special blessings, telling them to take shelter, get purified. Srila Prabhupada was wonderfully explaining on Monday that how this world is full of anxiety. Nobody is free from anxiety. Then anxieties are coming again and again. So unless and until we take shelter of Jagannath Baldev Subhadra, we'll not become free from these anxieties of this material world. So these pandas are opposing that, oh, you should stop. They are criticizing ISKCON devotees. And that is the reason in Orissa, we are not able to have Rath Yatra any other day. If we have to have Rath Yatra, we have to have on the same day. So ISKCON Bhubaneswar is not able to. They criticize if they take it out on some other day. So it is said that anybody who sees Lord Jagannath on the cart when the Rath Yatra procession is taking place, that person gets liberation. Ratheta Vamana Drishtva Punarjanmana Vidyate. It is said that he gets liberation. So many devotees, after hearing this, had a doubt and they approached Srila Prabhupada. So this devotee asked Prabhupada, what we are hearing, is it true that one after sees this procession of Lord Jagannath gets liberation? Prabhupada said, certainly, yes. So that devotee further clarified, Prabhupada, is it true that he will not have to take birth again? He will be free from the cycle of repeated birth and death? Prabhupada said, yes. But he has to take it very seriously. Now you have heard, you know that, yes, I am going to be liberated. But one has to take it very seriously. Prabhupada explains that, just like Prabhupada was saying that you all young boys are coming for this program. You are very enthusiastic, very eager. And you are getting an opportunity, a chance to become serious devotees. But if you just come here and then go away and do all nonsense again, then you'll be entangled into this material world. It's just like there is a hospital which is going to cure you, and you visit that hospital, and then you say that, oh, I have visited the hospital, I should be cured. No, once you go to the hospital, you have to take the treatment. So Prabhupada explains that the hospital is definitely going to cure you from the disease. But unless and until you take the treatment, you take it seriously, you'll become entangled into this cycle of birth and death. So we have a very nice song glorifying Lord Jagannath, written by Vasudev Ghosh. With permission of all the devotees, I would like to just sing this song. Gokulantru, can you play Mridang? Jaya Jaya Jagannatha Sachirahanandana Tribhuvane Kareja Charana Vandana Jaya Jaya Jagannatha Sachirahanandana Tribhuvane Kare Charana Vandana Nilachale Shankha Chakra Gada Padma Dhara Nilachale Shankha Chakra Gada Padma Dhara Nadiya Nagare Danda Kamandalu Kara Nadi Nadiya Nagare Danda Kamandalu Kara Keha bole purabe Ravana badila Goloke ravai bhavlila Prakasha karila E Goloke Ravai Bhav Lila Prakasha Karila Jaya Jaya Jagannatha Sachirahanandana Tribhuvane Kareja Charana Vandana Jayam શ્રી રાધાર ભાવે બેન ગૌરાવતાર શ્રી રાધાર ભાવે બેન ગૌરાવતાર રાધા ભાવે બેન ગૌરાવતાર શ્રી રાધાર ભાવે બેન હરે કૃષ્ણ નામ ગૌર કરિલ પ્રચાર હરે કૃષ્ણ નામ ગૌર કરિલ પ્રચાર વાસુદેવ ઘોષ બોલે કરી જડહાર વાસુદેવ ઘોષ બોલે કરી ચઢહાર જય ગૌર શે કૃષ્ણ શે જગન્નાથ શે ગૌર શે કૃષ્ણ શે જગન્નાથ જય જય જગન્નાથ સચિદાનંદન ત્રિભુવન કરે જા ચરણા વંદન જય જય જગન્નાથ સચિદાનંદન ત્રિભુવન કરે જા ચરણા વંદન જા જય જય જગન્નાથ સચિદાનંદન ત્રિભુવન હે કરે હે જાન ચરણ વંદન હરે કૃષ્ણ જય ગૌર શે કૃષ્ણ જય જગન્નાથ હી સેમ હી ઇઝ ગૌર હી ઇઝ કૃષ્ણ એન્ડ હી ઇઝ જગન્નાથ One such person happened to come for this Shivaji Park Rath Yatra, Dadar. He saw that there was a huge crowd of devotees, big festival, the crackers started bursting, rockets were launched. So he got very much attracted and he came into the pandal. And he saw the forms of the Lord. He said, what is this? Although staying in India, but many people don't know who is Lord Jagannath. So, at least even myself before coming to ISKCON, I had never seen this form of Lord Jagannath Baladev Subhadra. Heard about Jagannath Puri, but never seen the form. Similarly, this person never saw the form of the Lord. And he started inquiring with one of our brahmacharis that what is this function going on and what is this? So he informed that this is the Supreme Lord, the Lord of the universe, Lord Jagannath. His Rath Yatra procession has taken place and now there is a big festival. There will be Mahaprasad distributed and nice pravachan. And then for some time this brahmachari preached to this person. And this person got so much attracted. Immediately asked that where are you all from? What is this function? And so this devotee explained that we have a temple, Radha Gopinath temple at Girgaon Chopati at Grant Road. So you can regularly come to this. We have Sunday feast programs. So this devotee, this man got so much attracted that every day morning is coming for Mangal Arati. Many of us must have seen this person in pajama with a small baby, young baby. So every day is coming for the Mangal Arati after. So this person was introduced to Krishna consciousness through this Jagannath Rath Yatra. So we don't know, many people have been introduced to Krishna consciousness through this Jagannath Rath Yatra procession. So Lord Jagannath has many such pastimes everywhere. Many people have. One such another pastime is of our Shrikar Prabhu of Lalbagh. So he wanted to have this Jagannath Rath Yatra festival. So they had fixed the dates, a public holiday, a Saturday. They approached the ground to get the ground permission and everything. So they went to this Nare Park in Parel and they told that we want to have this big festival here and thousands of people will be coming and you all also come for the function and take the Mahaprasad of the Lord. So the permission was granted very easily. They got the permission and they said that, oh, we'll all take all permissions of the police and all, get the clearance and done. So they got the permissions. But just next day, the Shrikar Prabhu received a phone call from the committee of the Nare Park ground. They said that, oh, you just please postpone. You can take some other date. So he said that, no. See, we have already informed. We had a meeting and it is discussed now. Yesterday evening only, we have already sent the cards for printing. So please, we cannot have it on any other day. We have chosen this day, Saturday, holiday. So he said that, see, I am under pressure. Some politician wants to have his rally, political rally in this ground. This place is very famous and a lot of people stay nearby. There are a lot of chawls here and very crowded center of Bombay. So he wants to have his political rally in this ground. So he said, please don't do like this. So he said that I cannot do anything. I'm been pressurized. So if you want, then you yourself come and you can request these people, these political people. This. So somehow that he told all these devotees that this is the problem. I received a phone call and they all decided that, okay, we'll go and meet these people who are organizing this political rally. So intensely he prayed to Lord Jagannath that this is the obstacle which I am facing. For your pleasure, we want to have this Rath Yatra. But this is a major obstacle. So they approached this committee who were organizing this political rally. And they said that, please, don't do like this. We have already taken the permission and you can have it some other time. They said, no. Now the elections are coming and our leader wants to have it on this particular day. He is not free on any other day. He has to go to different places. So he is very busy. You please adjust. we can also help you in organizing the festival. They said, no, please, we have already decided everything. So some other committee people, they called this leader and they said that these people wants to have Rath Yatra and they have taken permission before us. So the leader said, I don't have time. Some other tell them to do on some other day. So then our devotees, they spoke to this leader, said, please, you will get so much mercy of the Lord if you allow to do us Rath Yatra on that day. So some other, he said that, okay, you can have Rath Yatra on this day. I will do my rally on some other day. So the political, this committee, these people who wanted to have this rally, had already given a contract to the decorators to have a huge stage. So the decorator was ready with his big stage. So when our devotee said that first our function will be held here, so then later on, can we use this stage? So the decorator said that no. See, if you want to use this stage, then you'll have to give a rent to us. So they asked, how much is the rent? So he said like 17,000. 17,000 for just few hours. Yes, it's a huge stage and very strong and so much decoration is there. So some other, he said, please, you can reduce it. We are just using for few hours. Then the decorator said, no, I cannot reduce any rent. So they again approached this committee from the political group and they requested that we want to use this. So please allow us and 100% sure that you'll get a lot of mercy of Lord Jagannath. So they said that we will have to give something to the decorator. So then, you are big people, please adjust. We are a small group. So he said that, okay, you give a token of just 700 rupees. So from 17,000, Lord Jagannath brought to 700 rupees. Jagannath Swami ki jai. So this Shikhar Prabhu has a very big pastime. Everybody must have read in Back to God and magazine that how the deities came, they were waiting for him because he promised that I will take you from Jagannath Puri to my house. And once in a month I will have Chappan Bhog offering for you. So from that time, after the deities were brought, every Saturday he has Chappan Bhog for the Lord. And when he brought the deities, his salary was just 2,500 rupees. And his father's earning were just 1,500 rupees. And the expenditure for this Chappan Bhog is around 1,000 rupees. So much of expenditure. So our devotee, BTG team went and inquired that how you are having such a big opulent Chappan Bhog offering for the Lord. So he said that initially I had some difficulty, but somehow other I had promised the Lord that I will have Chappan Bhog offering every Saturday for you. And somehow other I struggled and I am having this Chappan Bhog offering for the Lord. And now it has become so easy that a Sabjiwala comes on the day of Saturday to take darshan and sponsors all the Sabji. And the milk wala comes, take the darshan of the Lord and give lots of packets of milk for the pleasure of Lord to have this Chappan Bhog. So in this way, Lord Jagannath arranges for himself. Lord Jagannath had this small room. Many of us have seen this small room of Lord Jagannath in which Shikhar Prabhu is staying. The entire family stays there with a small kitchen and the big altar of Lord Jagannath. But now Jagannath ji has all arranged for a separate accommodation for this family. And now Lord Jagannath has his own room. So he arranges everything. So in this way, Lord Jagannath has many pastimes. He comes in dreams of many devotees. one such pastime of the Lord, that how Lord appeared into the Western country by the causeless mercy of Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada started this movement in New York, and then in San Francisco, Srila Prabhupada would have his programs, and many young devotees would come, many young boys and girls would come to these programs. So one day, one this small deity of only of Lord Jagannath was brought into this program, and Srila Prabhupada saw this deity, and Srila Prabhupada asked Shyam Sundar that who got this, from where they have come. So Shyam Sundar Prabhu explained that Malati Mataji has got them. So Srila Prabhupada asked that, where is she, call her. So she came there to this room, and so Srila Prabhupada asked her, from where did you get this? So she was like a little scared. She thought that might be I have done some offense. And she said that Malati Mataji, somehow other, she put her head down and very calmly she said that I got it from one stores where all import items you get it. So Srila Prabhupada said that, thank you very much. You have got Lord Jagannath. He's the Lord of the universe. He is Lord Krishna. So, did you see some other forms also? Are there any other forms? So she said that, yes. There was a big barrel, wooden barrel, containing a lot of these small dolls. So, I just saw a small sticker made in India. So I thought that these are very nice dolls and I got them. So Srila Prabhupada told her that, you get all this, you also get Baldevji and Subhadraji, so we can have Jagannath, Baldev, Subhadra. So in this way, Lord Jagannath, Baldev, Subhadra appeared in the Western country. And then Srila Prabhupada said that, now onwards, we will worship them. And from now, this San Francisco will be known as New Jagannath Puri, because the Lord have appeared themselves. Nobody brought them. So when devotees heard that they are Jagannath, Baldev, Subhadra and not any ordinary dolls, they started worshipping. And all this import shop had a lot of Jagannath, Baldev, Baldev, Subhadra ji, small deities. So they all brought. And then it became a fashion that they would hung Jagannath ji in their necks. So, one devotee, Madhudvisha Prabhu, he also had Jagannath deity in his neck. So, during that time, the Vietnam War was going on and this America army was employing everybody, all young boys, youths, they were forced. Everybody had to go there. They were had to go for this training for the Vietnam War. So somehow other, this devotee, Madhudvish Prabhu, his name also appeared in the list. And he had to go for the training. So they had a physical checkup before going for this training. And he was told to report into this for this checkup. And if somebody doesn't go for this training, the US government would like harass them or trouble them like anything. So people were scared and they would go for this training camp. So somehow there, he reported on the day. Although only a few days back he was chanting, and somehow other he was enjoying coming to these programs and really didn't want to join this army. But then he said that I'll be in trouble. So he went there. And for the checkup, they were told that you have to remove all your clothes. And then everybody was standing in a long queue on their underwears. And he was also having Lord Jagannath in his neck, tied on a string. So he was praying that, oh Lord, I'm not interested. I don't want to go for this training camp. I don't want to join the army. But somehow or other I'm forced. And his turn came. He entered the room. And the doctor said that, okay, we have to weigh you. Stand on this machine, weighing machine. So he stood on the weighing machine. And the doctor saw that something is there in his neck. So the doctor asked that, what is that? Please remove it. So this devotee said that, oh, no, this is my Lord. This is Lord Jagannath. This is the Lord of the universe. This is my religion. I am practicing it. Please, I cannot remove this. Doctor said, remove it. No, I cannot remove. Please, I cannot remove this. This is my Lord. Samadha, the doctor, started staring at Madhudvish Prabhu and then signaled his assistant that, I think so, this is a crazy person. Please, take him out. So he was told to go out, and then the papers came, and he was told, it was stated that he should be released. We cannot take him for this training camp. He cannot go on the you cannot join the army. So this devotee came and started jumping out and ran to the temple and told all the devotees that what had happened. That's how Jagannath ji saved me from joining this army. Jagannath Swami ki jaya. So we have many such pastimes. Even Srila Prabhupada in his childhood wanted to have his own Rath Yatra. He was so eager. Right from his childhood he would see the big Rath Yatra in Calcutta. The Mulik's family had a big Rath Yatra, three separate carts. And naturally, Srila Prabhupada approached his father and said that, please, I also want to have Jagannath Rath Yatra. And we all know that what sanskaras Gaur Mohan Day wanted to give his child. Yeah? So he said that, okay, we'll try. And they approached many carpenters in the local area, but somehow or other they quoted a huge price. And then Srila Prabhupada's father said that, oh, I cannot afford to have such a cart for you. And Srila Prabhupada started crying like small children. He sat on the road, and some other one old lady, a Bengali lady, saw that this small child is crying, and out of curiosity she asked that, what happened? What do you want? So Prabhupada's father said that, you know, this boy wants to have a Rath Yatra, but we approach so many carpenters and it's too expensive. I cannot make a Rath Yatra card for him. And surprisingly, this Bengali lady said that, you want a cart? I have a cart. Please come. And she took to her house and a small cart of 3 feet high. She showed the cart. It was an old one. But then immediately Gaur Mohan Day agreed. They paid the money, purchased the cart, brought the cart, got it nicely painted. And Srila Prabhupada was so happy to have Rath Yatra. For 8 days consecutively had Rath Yatra. And huge festival. Mahaprasad was cooked every day. All the neighbors took part. All the children in the neighborhood would dance and chant. And this, in this way, we see that it is the mood of our Acharya, the founder Acharya, to have Rath Yatra in every town and every village. And then later on, we have seen that how Srila Prabhupada was so eager to have Rath Yatras in every country, wherever he went. So we have many such pastimes of Lord Jagannath. We have very little time. But anyhow, just one small pastime of the Lord. Otherwise, Lord Balramji would come in the dream. So in the Simantadweep in Mayapur, we have the Jagannath Baldev Subhadra, the deities. They have a very wonderful pastime. It is said that this place is non-different than Jagannath Puri. So one time, one boy happened to come to take darshan of the deities. And nobody was there in the temple. The pujari was doing some service. And this boy got attracted to Subhadra Mai's necklace. And he saw that nobody's there. So let me go and get it. So he climbed the altar and took out the, was trying to take out the necklace. And Baldevji swung his hand and gave him a tight slap. He was surprised. He got so scared, started crying, ran back to his house, and his cheek was swollen. And he reported to his father that such and such thing happened. This wise white person, he gave me a tight slap. So his father came with the son to see who is there. And then they reported to the pujari that he said, "Who is that white person? That person on the altar." Then they asked what had happened. So he said that I was trying to get this necklace and Baldevji gave me a tight slap. So in this way, Baldevji protects even Subhadra Mai and Jagannath Ji. Jagannath Baldev Subhadra Mai Aki. Another time, this same temple has a night watchman, a guard, who keeps guarding the temple. But one time he was taking rest in the night. He was sleeping, dozing. So Balramji came in his dream, caught hold of his neck and started shaking him vigorously. That how can you sleep here? You are supposed to do your duty. This place is so dangerous. It's in the forest and so many dacoits are coming here. It's your duty. So you have to guard this place. So this watchman got so scared. And from next day, every day he would guard the temple very nicely. Another time, two rickshawalas came to this temple. And it happened to be the Snan Yatra and our temple had a big festival and they were distributing Mahaprasad to everybody. So this rickshawalas, one of them was Muslim. So this another rickshawala gave Mahaprasad to this Muslim rickshawala. He said, "This is the Mahaprasad." So he said, no, we don't take this. And somehow that he threw the Mahaprasad on the ground. So he went home and then this rickshawala had a dream. Lord Baldevji was sitting on his chest and started punching him right and left. And Subhadra Mai was standing there. "Beat him, beat him, kill him, beat him, beat him. He has offended Lord Jagannath's Mahaprasad. Beat him." And Subhadra Mai was encouraging Baldevji, "Beat him, slap him." Somehow other next day this rickshawala came running to the temple and was so eager to have the Mahaprasad. He approached the pujari, he said, "Please give me." The pujari said, "What, you offended the Mahaprasad yesterday?" No, please, please, please give me mercy. Some other, he said that, he narrated the pastime that how the Lord came into the dream and then he begged for the forgiveness from the Lord and from the pujari. Said, "Please, I will always come to take the Mahaprasad of the Lord." Also, when we got this temple, somehow or other, the pujaris have already started worshipping the Lord. And it came to known to the, the management, the Mayapur Chandraudaya temple management was not knowing that they have started worshipping Jagannath Baldev Subhadra in this Simantadweep temple. They have started the offering. So when they came to know, they informed the pujaris, no, still the agreement is not signed, the papers are not signed. And till the time we don't get the deeds signed, We cannot start the worship. We have Mahaprabhuji Prabhu here sitting. He knows. So then the offering was stopped. This pujari would every day go on the bicycle from all the way from Chandrauda temple to Simant Dweep and would have the offering done. Then he stopped the offering. Jagannath Balya Subhadra ji came in his dream. And as usual in the dream, he was going to wake up the deities. And as he opened the doors, he saw that the deities are not there. Jagannath Baldev Subhadra had disappeared. So he came out and he was searching for the deities. And he saw at a distance that Jagannath Baldev Subhadra, they were walking through the fields and started running behind them. Oh my lord, please come, please don't leave. Oh please, my lord, please, I will give the offering. Please, my lord, please come. Some other he started running. And then their lordships, they halted and they said, what is this? You have stopped my offering. You have big offering for Shishi, Radha Madhav, Narsingdev, Panchatattva. And why you have stopped my offering? We are very hungry. We are starving here. We want to go to the Chandra Uday Mandir. We'll have a feast there. So he got up from his dream and then he reported to the management. This is what has happened. So we should please have the offerings. So it was ordered that, okay, we can continue the offerings of Jagannath Baldev Subhadra. So this pujari would carry tiffin for Jagannath Baldev Subhadra. So one time he arranged for the offering and then he realized that, oh, I have forgotten the tulsi. And he felt very bad. He was repenting, oh my lord, all the way I have got, but somehow or other I forgot the tulsi. And he begged the Lord. He said, Lord, please forgive me. Please accept the offering. And with love and devotion, he made the bhoga, offering, and he went out. And then when he came to take out the bhoga, he saw a twig of tulsi plant right into the rice of Lord Jagannath. So in this way, Lord Jagannath Baldev Subhadra, they arranged for everything. Jagannath Baldev Subhadra ki jai. So we have Rath Yatra today here in the courtyard. The Govinda's restaurant, they are having a small Rath Yatra. Also we have Rath Yatra procession at Mira Road. So we can all participate and get purified, get liberated by pulling the Rath. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Jai Shri Shri Jagannath Baldev Subhadra Maiya ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.